If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is now Friday of a very interesting week. And actually, the week was the week before, because this has been Christmas week. But we've seen last week the great reaction of people who are upset and others who are embracing the various documents that were released in pretty much in December, with the culmination of the document last week that has a whole group of Catholics very upset and another group of Catholics celebrating and a whole bunch of Catholics in between going, eh. So we don't know. But so it's important for us to understand what all this means and how we put this together. Now, for those of you who may be outside observers that are not Catholic, they may not understand all this, or they may agree or disagree with what's going on. Certain things to keep in mind. First of all, there's basically two groups of Catholics. One is a group that holds on to tradition, and there's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, that's a central part of what it means to be Catholic. And so they're holding on to a tradition, particularly the tradition that came from the Protestant Reformation. I'm assuming it's called the Protestant Reformation outside of the Catholic Church. I believe that was the term in science, in history rather, but the Protestant Reformation. So after Martin Luther, and there was a council in the 16th century that basically defined what it is we believe. And that council still applies today. It was called the Council of Trent. So that council, and there were various councils in between, including one a little about 150 years ago called Vatican I. And each of those councils had their own input into what it is that we believe as Catholics, just as you see the Council of Jerusalem in the Bible. So what happens is in 1962 began what is known as the Vatican II Council, and the Vatican II Council brought up how that we as Catholics could now engage the world in our faith. And this has led to a division between those who embrace the church that came out of the Council of Trent and those who are saying, but this is the church now. It's the same church, but this is what we believe now. And they're the same beliefs. It's how we express it, for example, liturgically. So a good example is that the Archbishop of Sao Paulo, Dom Odilio Scherer, said, he made it clear, because he's dealing with some of this same issue in Sao Paulo, in Brazil. He said that all the saints embraced the church, the Mass of the Ages, and the Mass of the Ages is the Mass that was celebrated at the time the saints were alive. So the Mass from the 16th, 17th century, we'll say, was different than the Mass prior to the 16th century, a little bit different, and prior to the, and then, well, the Mass of the first century was a little different. And so now you have, you know, little differences in the Mass over the ages. And so what's happened is Cardinal Scherer is coming out and saying this whole idea that the Mass that came out of the 16th century is the only Mass the Catholic Church ever celebrated is just false. and he's trying to communicate that. And with that, you have people who, including bishops, who are communicating an understanding of the faith that basically ends in the 16th century. So they are saying, well, this is what they taught at the Council of Trent, therefore, we don't believe anything else. Now, they don't say it that way, but for example, there is a catechism that was just released in the United States, being published out of Manchester. And if you look at the sources of the catechism, it is all related to what came out of the Council of Trent. So anything after Vatican II, and in the catechism basically discounts it, anything after Vatican II is not embraced as a teaching. So this has caused a further division between Catholics of the present, who are embracing the present Mass, and Catholics who are embracing teachings that are from the 16th century and nothing afterwards. We're going to talk more after the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, what I'd like you to do is accept a standing invitation to the 10 o'clock AM Mass we have every single Sunday. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about how to go about test driving one, so to speak, this invitation allows you to do just that. Now, if you want to come to church and say, well, I'm not ready to contribute to the parish yet, but I don't want to look like I'm hands hanging, so here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper. That's all. Just write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Nothing else. Need no identifying information. Nothing else. Just put that into the collection. And that's what you can do. It doesn't look like you're hands hanging. But it also lets us know that someone has heard the broadcast and is interested in experiencing St. Anthony Parish. Remember, the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass is our chanted Mass, which is fascinating. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, and for no other parish or church, just so you know that. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134, and we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. We're actually about the same stone's throw, maybe a little further, to Harvard University. But we're on the Boston side of Harvard University. We're, as you know, the Harvard campus straddles both sides of the Charles River. So we're obviously on the Harvard side, about a stone's throw, depending on how good you can throw a stone from the Charles River. So anyway, we're talking about this whole aspect. So when the permission came out to give a spontaneous, non-ritualized blessing to people who are in irregular marriages or even in a same-sex relationship, this a little fissure between those who embrace the teachings that came out of the Council of Trent and those who are embracing those teachings plus the teachings that come out of Vatican II, for some people it became very wide and they got very upset and they started really expressing their extreme disdain for the Pope, which is a whole different ballgame, something I don't believe anyone has any right to do, because you always respect the office, and that's always the case. This is one of the reasons, on a whole separate level, these people say, I'm never going to go to visit the White House. I'm ever invited to the White House, I'm never going because of whoever is the president at the time. The presidency is also an office. If you are invited to the White House, regardless of what you think of the person in the White House, you go. Why? Because you're respecting the office. That's the way it works. So anyway, there is this great division that is happening, especially in this country. And in doing so, you see that. And of course, the devil loves this division. He just has this great celebration. But the reality is, as I explained all this week, what the Pope is saying is we have our teachings, but if you're coming out with this very strict, stern way of teaching it and just saying to people, now, your type of people we don't want here, which some people have been known to do, or yeah, you can come to the church, but we don't want you really, so please go away, which some people have been known to do. He's saying, no, that's not what we stand for. If we believe that our role is to lead all people to salvation, then that's what we do. And we teach people what it is we believe. We help them to understand what we believe. And that's where we begin. So that's a very powerful reality that the Pope is teaching. But a lot of people are really based on, again, what I've taught all week. These are the rules. And you're supposed to follow the rules, and there is no room for any kind of middle ground, which is it doesn't understand how to address things pastorally. A good example of this is these same people are saying that politicians who support abortion should not receive communion. Now, if you've ever heard my teaching of who should and should not receive communion, I do it in a pastoral way that helps people understand that they may not be ready to receive communion. Maybe they do reject some of church teaching and they refuse to change and they're not ready to receive communion. And by not receiving communion, they are honoring God as well. I teach that as well. So that's a pretty powerful understanding of what that is. And I bring that up, but that's pastoral teaching. And you'll see the people who are calling for they need to follow the rules don't use the pastoral understanding. And that's what the Pope is doing. Well, we're going to talk, I guess, next year. We're going to talk to you next year. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you in 2024. I promise. We'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.